Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
Podcasting, welcome. We welcome you to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. This is the Messenger Edition. We have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge. And how apropos the song. Both Ken and Ron Hodge have a beautiful smile. They give me the gladdy gads when they smile. So the next messenger, voice you'll hear would be the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening and welcome to a beautiful Sunday evening. Every day won't be Sunday, but
Amen.
Today is Sunday. And so
Amen.
We're thankful for this day. I want to say hello to Sister T and to my co-producer. Thank you for coming tonight. And we're going to open up. I know we said Sister T was going to open up with the opening song tonight, but somebody told me she wasn't going to do it.
That's not funny.
I just wanted to tonight to just kind of open and have an open mic tonight, just discussing how each and every one of us are using this new awakeness that we've been able to do and how it's working and some of the things in which we're all doing to be the best person each day that we can be. It's really, really important, as I've said so many times, that we let our light shine, that we allow the God in us to use us to do the
Amen.
Things which are pleasing. When we do this, when we allow God to use us, what we're doing is we're allowing His will to be done. You know, they so many different religions, they want to talk about God's will, and then they can't really tell you. And they can't tell you because God's will is in each and every one of us. And when we listen to what it is that our spirit is telling us, then we are doing His will. I did have a lengthy discussion earlier with my mother, and so just talking, just trying to better understand. You know, when you don't know any better, you can't do better. But when you know better, you should do better. One of the things that I find quite troubling to me. And as the co-producer has reminded me, called back to my remembrance so many times, some people would just take longer and some people just refuse not to accept it.
That's right.
But I just want us to understand that as the co-producer said, this is true. But with this desire that I have, that we should, for lack of better words, and you all know what I mean, we should be about his business.
Mm.
And being about his business, it becomes a little harder. Well, not harder. It's you can't be about his business when you're under the wrong illusion, when you're following behind these fallacies about God. When you're following behind these, it's hard. Even the most quote unquote religious or spiritual or you know, even that most dedicated person, as dedicated as you are, you're not really about what it is that he really wants you to be about. And I say that because you can't be about it, because what happens is you're constantly trying to live up to the religious aspects of it and not the godly aspects of it. And because,
hey, Brother Messenger.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but we're getting a little feedback on your microphone.
Okay, how about that? Is that any better?
All right, go ahead. Just go ahead.
All right, what I'm going to ask you to do, my brother, if you would just take over 1 second, I just want to make a slight adjustment, okay?
Okay. So we're talking about...
Catch that ball, co-producer.
You know what? Before we get to the original message, I'm going to act like the little Catholic boy in school, and I got to make a confession. While Father Messenger was talking, I was writing notes for another project that I was working on.
Okay.
And all I heard was, co-producer, can you take
off? Oh, my
good.
Put your hand out and give me the ruler.
Yes, I have to accept that spanking because I'm writing. And all I heard was, co-producer, can you take over?
Well, as always, you stepped up to fill the void,
yes,
which is great. You just might be a little bubble off level, maybe one bubble off level.
Yeah.
All right. So the word does tell us, be ye also ready. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't read that word, so I must have missed that.
Mm.
All right. But I must tell you that there is a lot of profound messages in the Bible, in the Quran, in the different books, the Torah. There are profound messages in there that were inspired. And the problem that I have with it is there are inspirations, but they're not God's word. And that's where we get it twisted at, because we follow that as if it was God. And God's word, as David said, he hid in his heart, because that is where God
Amen.
Is. That's where God speaks to us at.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to clear it up. There is nothing wrong with reading it. You read it, and then you, as I've said so many times, I'm making sure that I say it on all of our podcasts, don't believe anything that I say. But just listen to what it is that I'm saying, and then you have your conversation with God. And in that, and what you're doing is you're trying the Spirit by the Spirit. Just because what I say might sound good and sound right, let the Spirit lead you. But what's important is that we understand and we don't get the Spirit confused with the mind. Now, the Spirit knows everything, and the mind thinks it knows everything. And so we've got to be careful on what it is that our mind is telling us. Because as I told you before, the mind only has a certain amount of data. And it's going off of data that you've already experienced. And so that's the information that the mind has. but the spirit has the data of the entire universe at its disposal. Why? Because it created it all. It knows it all. So that's why it's important for us to go within.
Amen.
And when you go within, and when the first thing you do when you go within is you let all of that stuff go out of your mind. You get rid of it. Because it is the mind that is going to tell you, that brother crazy. It is the mind that's going to tell you, that brother don't know what he's talking about. He lost his way. He don't believe that there's a God. When we all know that you couldn't be more incorrect. So this is what we want to be able to show in the life that we live. We don't necessarily have to speak. If people don't feel comfortable speaking, you don't have to speak. It's the way that you live.
That's right.
And when you live according to what it is that your spirit is guiding you to do, it will give you, at that right appointed time, the courage to speak.
Amen.
You can speak at the ball game. You can speak at the club. Mm. You can speak anywhere else. Why cannot you speak for what it is that makes you so great? That gave you the ability to go to the club, to the ball game. President Kennedy said, there is nothing to fear but fear itself.
Okay.
There is a word from all of us. We are all messengers. It's just whether or not we're tuned into it.
Okay. Amen.
And I'll have to call a co-producer and find out a little later on what he was doing that was so important that he decided to wait to 9 p.m. to decide to start writing up some stuff, which he was doing all day long. But we're going to get back to that a little later on. But once again, hey,
no,
but you know what?
Because it could be phrased like, what was he doing since like 3 this afternoon that he's still doing at 9? I mean, we could look at it like that.
All right, my brother. All right,
but it all depends, you know what I'm saying? It all depends on what kind of slant we want to put on the story. That's all.
You go ahead, Cole.
But I'm going to come back and say it doesn't matter. Why? Because all things is working together for the good. Okay.
And he's working. That's
right. And something tells me now the next podcast, he won't be writing. I'm just saying.
See, I was going to just go code word. Uncle Carson, and you would have picked up with, yeah,
right. I kind of figured that, yeah, and I know that's why I haven't called you. I know you told me that when you get off, you'd be kind of tired, so you know, I miss my calls, but I understand.
All right,
okay, but as I said, now I want to open up and just give everybody just an opportunity that they might be able to share a word. Let's go with Sister Carmen, Nurse Carmen.
Oh, well, I want to give special mention to my daddy, who's doing well now, but he was hospitalized for the last 2 days, but he's doing much better. And he called me on Thursday, 11 o'clock at night, to tell me what his symptoms were. And I said, Daddy, just go to the hospital. Go to the emergency room. And thank God he went when he went, because he had fluid in his lungs, and he needed to be treated. Staying at home wouldn't have done it. So he's doing much better. Thank you.
Amen.
That's all I have to say.
All right. She said, and that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say.
Sister T, enlighten us for a moment.
I think she just dropped a call.
Oh, okay.
She'll connect back on, I guess.
All right. But once again, that sometimes that could be a little bit of a curse, because what we find ourselves doing is when we've got illnesses and stuff like that, we don't run to the doctor. We run to Nurse Carmen. Nurse Carmen, what's the deal? But once again, from the beginning of time, this was already mapped out.
That's right, because what you said earlier, when you know better, you do better.
you do better.
Amen.
And actually, he even said he was going to do better.
That way he said. That way he said.
But we'll see. But that's what he said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it is a beautiful thing to be able to, just to be able to be of help to someone. As that opening song was saying, yeah, looks like we've got Sister T back. I missed you there, Sister T, but since you're back, we'd like to open the floor for you opportunity if you'd like to share with us just anything that's laid upon your heart. And when I say that, please understand, then nobody got to go quoting scriptures. Nobody got to, you know, you could just talk about the goodness. And there's good in all that you do. So please
Amen. Don't
feel that when I say the floor is open that you got to bring a profound word per se with regards to anything. Just how good the spirit within you is. If it means on the club, on the dance floor, wherever it is, just the goodness.
You better quit looking in my windows, messenger. I'm telling you. Well, you know, I just recently had a vacation, and I specifically traveled with the intent of meditation and no technology and trying to kind of reset and refocus my spirit.
Okay.
And today I realized that I think I did what I set out to do. I got a lot of clarity while I was gone, and I think I needed that after a busy couple of years. I feel much more centered about myself the last week or so that I've been home.
All right, man.
Yeah, good enough to write down some pages.
I did not. Pages, but I did get a lot of notes written.
Oh, okay.
A lot of notes. I'm in a good place, and it's, you know, the last couple of years have been a little up and down, but things are really good right now.
Amen.
Okay. And how did they get good? What happened? Why you say they're good right now? And I'm not picking on you per se. Okay. So how did they get good?
I think it took me 52 years, but I think I'm finally coming into my own, you know?
Okay.
Having a little more faith in myself than I have before.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh. Okay. And that is the sign of goodness when you come into your own. Because if we really stop and think about a lot of, as I've said many times, a lot of the issues and stuff that we have it when we're trying to fulfill other people's desires.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's exactly
not
right.
For us, right. It's not for us to be mean to everybody, but we are always trying to fulfill other people's desires, live up to other people's expectations of us. But they don't do that for us, you know what I mean? They're not trying to live up to your expectations of them.
Way true, way true.
Right, so what we've got to do is we've got to understand, and I'm saying it, we've got to understand it's about the team of me.
Mm.
Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins. It's about the team of me. And now what we'll come to understand when we better understand the team of me is that me is everyone. Because when I do good for myself, then I'm able to share and cast out. But when I'm in a funk, or when things just aren't going right for me per se, how can I really be of help to someone?
You know, one of my favorite expressions that I use all the time is from being on an airplane. And when the flight attendant does the emergency procedures, they always say, put your mask on and then assist others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I truly believe that I can't help you if I'm not the best me that I can be.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just a great metaphor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my mask on and then I can do better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you're right. Even if we take that to, I'll get my finances right, then I can be better for you. I'll That's get right. my love right, then I can be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when I say it, I know you all know what I'm referring to, but for those that listen to the podcast a little later on, it's not about, when I say about me, it's not in a selfish way. It's in an uplifting way that I can be better for the whole. Because I can't be any good to anyone if I'm no good to myself.
Amen.
And that is so simple, but for those that might want to take it and make it totally different because they don't message this, then that's on them. But I can't concern myself with that. Can't concern myself with if you want to just look for something to make it not what you want. You don't have to. And I'll repeat it again. That's why I always say, don't believe anything that I say. It's not necessary. If you're with it, fine. But I say, just search yourself within and ask, and see is that yourself. Because hopefully, yourself isn't going to lie to you. It just won't do it. Now, as I said, you might not listen to you, but yourself isn't going to tell you a lie. You might lie to everybody, but yourself isn't going to lie to yourself. So whenever, as Sister T was talking, when you want real clarity, talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm. You can lie to the group. You can't lie to you.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's what we've got to get to that, to the point where we trust ourselves. Now we have so many people that trust everybody else but themselves.
Mm.
You say it, I don't want to go, and somebody say, oh no, come on, you should go. Even though you said you don't want to go, then you go. You're not listening to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Come pick me up. No, I just can't get out. There's something with it. Now, if you could get out, you would go do it. But if you've got that something inside of you telling you that you can't do it, then don't do it. If you want to be of help, call them a cab or do something, an Uber, something. But if yourself is telling you not to go out, then don't go out. Yourself is telling you you could do it, and somebody else telling you you can't. What are you going to do? We've got to realize just how special we really are. We have to understand we are all one, all things are one thing. And there is only one thing, and all things are part of the one thing there is.
Okay.
And that means that you are divine. I've said this before. You are not your body. You are not your mind. You are not your soul. You are the unique combination of all three, which compromise the totality of who you are. You are an individual of divinity, an expression of God on earth. That's who you are. And the sooner we come to understand this, the more we can walk in our glory. Because we all have our glory. We just keep laying it aside for other people. And then we want to know how come this person is so happy doing all these other things. Because that's what they're doing. But we want to be quote unquote so righteous that we neglect ourselves. When truthfully, it is about the team of you. And so we need to walk in that glory, walk in that knowledge of just how great we are. Walk in the knowledge that you walk it, you're walking hand in hand with the Creator. Start looking at stuff. Start looking at the tree or the roses or the red robin. I created that. I did that. Go Tony Montana. I put this together. Who? Me. That's who. Walk with that knowledge because, I mean, you know, as you know, jokingly, but this is the case. In the beginning, it was nothing but God. And we were all there. And it's funny, yesterday I was watching, my son was watching some dog movies about a bunch of dogs coming back with different lives and stuff like that. And if you got to understand it and see it, you would understand that this is part of the cycle. And as I said, all living things. So, yes, it happens with dogs as well. The dinosaurs, they don't come back as dinosaurs, but they come back as other things. Came back like four or five different types of dogs. And each time he came back, he was able to remember certain things from his past.
Mm-hmm.
And if we stop, we'll remember some of the things from our past. If we allow the spirit to speak to us, our soul to speak to us. But if we keep just relying on the mind... The mind has only been with us for the time that we've been here this time, but the soul is who we are. But we're under this illusion that it's all about the mind and what the mind knows. And the mind knows nothing compared to the soul. Don't you ever notice, like, I'll give a good example. For instance, when you lose something, and you look it all around trying to find it, you can't find it. Then when you stop for a moment and be still.
That's right. You find
and then
it.
Allow
That's right.
the spirit to lead you.
Every day.
Then
yes,
you find
amen.
It.
That's right.
The mind's still circling. What did I do with it? Then what did I do with it? And the soul tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at that pocket over there. And bang, there it
That's
is.
Right.
And the mind says, no, it ain't there. I looked there already. So what I'm saying here is, if you want to be in total communion with God 24/7, all you have to do is, before you do anything, let your soul tell you what to do. And that is how you become godlike. No, not godlike, God. But we don't listen to the soul all the time. But that's all it has to do. That's all you have to do.
Amen.
Hey, good evening, podcast audience. It's that time where we bring our podcast to a close. Hey, Brother Messenger, you know what? I just realized... But I'll be trying to end the podcast like we in church, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That just hit me, man. So next week, we're going to get us a different closer.
All right. All right.
All
right. You know, sometimes I started to, but I said, you want your mother to cut off her, all right?
I mean, no, but we go. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Take mama out for a minute. No, mama's still gonna sing, but I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, mama's still gonna sing, man.
Okay.
As long as I said, because don't make me have mama sing on the attic, because mama gonna sing, all right?
All right, baby. Because I like it.
All right, me too. Hey, but anyway, this brings our podcast to a close, and I thank you for joining Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio, the Messenger Edition. And again, I always pray that the words that you hear on this podcast will help reshape your life and help you come into the knowledge that you have just as much of God's spirit in you as Jesus Christ himself had.
Amen.
And I know, as crazy as it may sound to people, this is what I believe. I believe that Jesus and I are brothers, and the Spirit is the Father. That's the Father.
Amen.
So
Amen.
When you start to understand that, again, it should make you live different. It should make you think different. And most importantly, when you understand that you all have a godly spirit in you, then you will understand that what you do matters, and you'll make better choices. Hey, that's my closing on the podcast tonight. And everyone have a nice week, and we'll see you Thursday night, 9 o'clock, The Messenger on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Okay, thank you. Good night.